All right, today I'm here with Staff Sergeant Michael Charles with the United States Army. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Doing pretty good. So when did you enlist for the military?
I actually enlisted in October of 2011.
Wow. So pretty fresh?
Relatively. Yeah, I shipped out for basic training in March of 2012.
Okay, cool. Were you still in high school, college, or?
No, I had actually just graduated Oklahoma State with bachelor's.
So a cowboy then.
Go Pokes.
Yeah, right.
You don't Pistols hear that? Firing.
Yeah, I know, right? That's funny. So you graduated college and then you went in. What was your degree in college?
Agriculture education.
Wow.
Yes,
fine. So complete. Not even in the same zip code.
No. I actually attempted to teach.
Uh-huh.
I graduated Oklahoma State. I was 21 years old. So the age difference between myself and the students wasn't very large.
Yeah.
So a lot of parents didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
Had student loan debt to repay and needed a way to take care of it all. Joined the Army for the student loan repayment plan. And here I am working on my third contract. Something that I would not have expected that I would love and fell in love with it.
That's cool. That's really good to hear, man. That's a really cool thing. Some people use that for that purpose, and I think that's a smart thing. I've always said that if you could use it for you, which you obviously did, it worked out, but you didn't just pay off and then walk, which you could have done. But
I could have done that very easily.
Yeah, which I think, what is it, 4 years?
4 years.
Yeah, and then you're done. So you're on your third contract. Would you, and when you initially enlisted, what was your first job?
So I'm actually a 15 Tango.
Okay.
We do broadening assignments. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
You either do recruiting, a drill sergeant, or AIT instructor. Well, I was selected to become a recruiter, so I'll be out here for the next 3 years.
With your teaching background, I'm assuming that's probably why they had you go that route.
I have a feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because, you know, teaching is not an easy thing to do, you know. Really just bottom line communication for a lot of people is not an easy thing to do.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, everyone thinks that it's super easy what I do. It's not. It's super hard, and what you guys do. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a tough thing for people to communicate sometimes, and I think that's probably what they were thinking. So you've been in on that since day one, then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Did you get any chance to go overseas or anything like that?
I have. I've been stationed in South Korea.
Okay.
I've been stationed in Germany. Did a Baltic rotation, which is Estonia, Finland, Poland. And then I moved to Kansas, and I went to Afghanistan and Kuwait from Kansas.
Wow. How was the South Korea?
South Korea was very interesting. I was there in 2012,
uh-huh.
So it was still that neutral zone time.
Yeah.
Different environment.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I bet it's really interesting right now.
I think right now I've got a few friends that are stationed over there, and they've actually release the rain just a little bit. For a while they had everything on lockdown and control.
Yeah.
And now they're being able to get out and enjoy the environment over there.
That's cool.
It's a once in a lifetime experience.
I don't
know very many people who've been able to ride Harleys in four countries and fish for bass in six. I've been able to do it.
That's cool that you took the Midwest with you when you went to
Absolutely.
The Baltic States. How was that, the Finland-Poland thing?
I actually, probably my favorite country that I've been to was Finland.
Really?
English is a real big language over there. They're business industry, and English is the language of business, as we know.
Yeah.
So the language barrier wasn't there. They're very inviting. They knew we were there for the mission that we were there for. The training, exercise.
Yeah.
We were over there, open arms, got to experience everything. We went over and toured the Olympic Stadium in Finland. So
that's cool.
Eye-opening experience. Went fishing from a barge.
Oh, wow.
Out in the coastal waters.
Yeah, but that was cold.
It was.
That's super cool. So now, you three contracts in, are you just going to stick with it? Is that what's going on or what?
I am going to stay in the Army as long as I keep enjoying it the way that I have.
That's good.
I've got a great fallback plan to go to right now. What was my fallback plan has become my primary plan.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed it that much.
They kind of flip-flopped.
They did.
Yeah, because you could always go back and teach.
That's it.
Yeah.
The more experience that the Army gives me, the better I'm going to be as a teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
More difficulties that I'm going to be able to overcome.
Yeah, it's a really good perspective, man. That's really cool. Well, thank you so much for your service, and thanks for coming to lunch with me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.